How are you doing, everybody? It is your guy, Taz the Angel, here with more car talk, good conversation you can ride to. And we are back from a mild, a mild hiatus. Had to take care of some personal issues, some business issues. Just dealt with life, honestly, you know. But I believe that everything that was done and that was dealt with, that was encountered, I believe that all of that was for the good, honestly. So we are back and better. I know I'd said in the last episode that would be the last one, and then we would be switching platforms. That's still possible, but that's not the focus for now. I have been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of reflecting. And I watched an old Bernie Mac interview when he was on the Oprah show. And he was talking about, one of the people asked him. I try to make sure I pronounce the K in that word. It gets a little tricky sometimes. But someone posed the question, did you ever think that you would be this big, you know, this popular, this famous, all of that? And he said, no, I never thought of it. And they said, what do you mean? He said, I never thought of it. I never imagined being in a place like this. They said, and then Oprah asked, it's a weird word for me. It's me, though. I'm sure it's me. But then Oprah followed up by asking. I just find different ways of saying it. That's the plus of having an extensive vernacular. But anyway, so Oprah followed up with the question, what was your goal? And he said, I wanted to be the best within myself. He said, see, I knew that as long as I continued to get better and get better and be the best version of myself and to be the best me that I could be in this arena, the money would come. And he said, I hate when I hear people say, you know, get your money on, get your money on. And in today's day, it would be get your bag. He said, I hate when I hear people say that, because if that's your focus, what do you focus on after you get it? What do you do after you get it? If that's your focus, why is that enough? You know, he said, as long as you continue being good enough and continue being better, the money will come. And she agreed with him. And she agreed with him passionately. She said, yeah, I know this. I know. Like, she agreed. There's a specific word that I'm looking for. She agreed with conviction. And even though she wasn't one at the time, this actually kind of gives more credence to the point that she's a billionaire now, has her own network with multiple shows, As a matter of fact, her network is so successful that she helped create another billionaire in Tyler Perry, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I don't believe I am, but there's always a 5% chance that I'm wrong. But so I decided to continue to focus on the product. As long as I make my product continue to make it better, the demand will grow. I just focus on my supply. The demand will come. So, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank everybody who has liked, commented, shared, re-listened to, re-watched, all of that. My last podcast episode has gotten over 2,000 views in my absence, and that's by far the most. I have a few other ones in the hundreds, and I have a video a few years ago that's pretty close to that, but that's the most successful podcast episode I have to date. And I appreciate you all for that. And I want to continue to build on that, because the last episode was, what are you waking up for? And that was part one of the Making Progress series. That was the that was entitled, what are you waking up for? This episode is going to be entitled, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? I heard someone say that there are two major things that stop people from being successful. That's seeking pleasure and running away from pain. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I'm guilty of both. I'm guilty of indulging in too much pleasure and trying to evade far too much pain. For the success that I want, for the physique that I want to reclaim, for the goals that I have in mind as a whole, pain is a requirement. It's a prerequisite. And it's taken me a while, a lot of stress, a lot of sad nights, a lot of angry nights. It's taken a lot of time to get to the point where I welcome the pain, because it's called growing pains for a reason, you know? And I believe I've said that before, but it's called growing pains for a reason, because it doesn't feel good. It's uncomfortable. Even your surroundings, think about this. The more you grow, when you're a child, as you hit your growth spurts, you outgrow your clothes, which means sometimes you outgrow your surroundings. Sometimes you outgrow your covering. Sometimes you outgrow your comfort zone, that jacket that used to keep you at the perfect temperature, that felt so good, it kept you warm on cool days, and it made sure you didn't get too cold on it kept you warm on cold days, but it didn't get you too hot either. You know, it just kept you at the right temperature. You got too big for that and you had to either throw it away or give it to someone else to use. You grew out of it. You had to leave that comfort zone. that favorite pair of shoes that you had. Grew out of that. What are you afraid of? And the reason why I ask that, and the reason why that's the question, is because most of the time, the things that we're afraid of, that's the very thing that we create for ourselves. See, the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Think about this. Anything that you have ever been afraid of in your life has never happened to you. Right? It's like when you go into a boxing match and you see the guy in front of you. You're like, man, I do not want to get hit in the face. You haven't gotten hit by the face by him yet. You haven't gotten hit in the face by him yet. You're afraid of something that hasn't happened. You see what I'm saying? You study, get ready to take a test. Man, I hope I don't fail. You haven't failed yet. And the only way you fail is when you quit. You may not pass, but the only failure is quitting. Right? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of losing the comfort of your friends? Because we all know that even Jesus had to leave the asses behind. Not calling your friends donkeys. Your friends could be great people. They just may not be ready to go to the level you're ready to go to the level that you're ready to ascend to. They just may not be ready to go. Nipsey Hussle said, "Circle got smaller, everybody can't go." It's not that they're bad people. It's not that we're beefing now. It's not that I don't like you now. It's not Tom and Jerry flow. It's on sight. I'm swinging when I see you. It's just, you can't come here. I love you forever, but you can't come here. Why? Because you are more of a weight than a catapult. You are more of a weight than a boost. You bring me down more than you lift me up. When I tell you about my dreams, you laugh. When I tell you about my goals, you laugh. You say, man, ain't nobody from my hood ever did that. Boy, you talking crazy. Who in your family ever did that? Ain't nobody ever did that. Why can't I be the first? Why can't you be the first? Who's stopping you from being the first? Maybe your friends are stopping you from being the first. Maybe your circle is stopping you from being the first. Maybe your circle is what's stopping you from making it. Maybe. Also, maybe you're stopping you. Because we can't point the finger to everyone else. We allow them to stay there. We allow them to laugh. We allow them to say, "Oh man, you ain't never gonna do that." We allow them to say, "Man, you can rap, but I mean, you ain't no Lil Wayne. You ain't no Carter 3 Wayne. You ain't no Kendrick Lamar." You know what I'm saying? We allow them to say, "Yeah, you can make music, but you ain't no Drake. you ain't no Ye, you ain't no Pharrell. We allowed him to say those things. So we have to hold ourselves accountable in those moments as well, because we're allowing that. And you know why we allow it? Because some part of us believes it. Some part of us thinks dreams are only meant to be dreamt. Dreams are meant to be prophecies. Your goal is meant to be your prophecy. Why do you think they call them vision boards? You're supposed to, you put the stuff that you want, and then you aim towards those, and then you attain them. And then you look back and say, man, I remember 5 years ago I said I wanted this. Right? That's prophecy. You put something on a piece of paper 5 years before you attained it. You gonna say it's not prophecy? 1 year, 10 years before you attain it? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of feeling alone? Lonely? Are you afraid of your own company? Are you afraid of the stillness of silence when it's just you in the room? When you go to sleep and when you wake up, it's just you? Are you afraid of that? Why? There has to be something that you're displeased with in yourself to be there. Because if you're pleased with yourself, you don't mind being with yourself. Because the people you want around you, you're pleased with them. That's why you want them around you. You don't want people around, I would hope. You don't want the people around you who are causing you constant headaches, who's constantly arguing and yelling and screaming and nitpicking every single thing you say and do. You don't want those people around you all the time, do you? Do you? Because if you want them around just to not be alone, there's work to be done. It's nothing to panic over. It's nothing to cry over. It's nothing, you know. It's okay. We all have our things to work on, right? We all have our things to work on. There's work to be done. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the weight that'll be on your shoulders? That you have to carry? Knowing that as soon as you do make it. Cousin, kinfolk, nephew, niece, bestie, friend, big head, what's up, stranger? Are you afraid of those texts coming back? Those inboxes, those DMs, those calls coming back? Are you afraid of them saying, oh man, you changed? You switched up. You supposed to. If you're the same person from 18 to 35, you failed. You wasted 17 years of existence. Period. No comma. You're supposed to change. You're supposed to adapt. You're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to grow. How many of y'all have an adult friend or an older friend who, let's just say maybe in like their 40s or 50s, right? And got stuff in line. You hear me? Got money put back in the bank, chilling, nice house, all that. And then you got like an uncle or an auntie in the same age group that's just living for the turn up. Same age range. Drastically different perspectives on life and execution in life. Drastically different. I know I can't be the only one who knows those kind of people. Right? Those are the people who are afraid to grow. You don't want to be that friend. You don't want to be that aunt. You don't want to be that uncle. You don't want to be that cousin. You don't want to be that sister or brother. You don't want to be that friend. You don't want to be the one that people look at and be like, man, you still doing the same stuff we were doing back then? You still on that? Oh, you still yelling turn up? Oh, you 50 and saying it's lit? You don't want to be that person. I know you don't. You may think you do, but you don't. Because you know that you have more. You know that you have more. You know that you are responsible for more. And you know that you are capable of more. So what are you afraid of? What am I afraid of? This is supposed to be what dreams are made of. The people I don't had a time to hang with, I always look to me and say the same. You promised me you would never change. I know I can't sing, but those words are true. The words are true. What am I afraid of? This is supposed to be what dreams are made of. The people I don't have time to hang with, I always look to me and say the same. You promised me you would never change. And you know what? A lot of times you didn't. You grew, but you didn't change. They did. They stopped seeing you as a person and saw you as an opportunity. They stopped seeing you as a friend and started seeing you as a bank, as a come up, as a connection. Hey, put me on. They stopped seeing you as my friend, as my son, as my dad, as my uncle, as my cousin. They stopped seeing you as that person and started seeing you as their next opportunity to be lazy. Don't let them. You gotta love some people from a distance. That's just life. It sucks sometimes, but that is life. So I'm ending this by asking, what are you afraid of? And are you creating it? I appreciate you for your time. I thank you for listening. I thank you for watching, liking, commenting, sharing all of the things you do to support this podcast and its growth. I thank you for reaching over 200 subscribers. I thank you guys. I appreciate you. I do. And we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to make progress. And it starts now. Stop being afraid. Those days are over. I love you.